This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
I want to go into this story a little bit about CM Punk here. This was sent out through Fightful Select. And again, it's not a report. It's just some notes that they had kind of received. And I'm going to kind of read the whole thing. It's a little bit long, but stick with me because I think you're going to see maybe some of the possible dysfunction behind the AEW curtain. All right, so we're going to get into this. It says, CM Punk challenged Hangman Page to a rematch on the August 17th edition of AEW Dynamite. But according to Wrestler Observer, it wasn't planned. And then they were able to confirm that that was never planned. He was never supposed to call out Adam Page. It was supposed to be just Jon Moxley. It goes in further into the story of why he did what he did. Says Punk defeated Hangman Page at AEW Double or Nothing earlier this year before being forced away from the ring for several months. Before that, however, there was word that Punk and Hangman Page didn't see eye to eye on some promo material that emerged on an episode of Dynamite that built their match. Fightful has been told that it was to the point that CM Punk met with AEW higher ups about the context of Hangman Page's promo. Voices of Wrestling had noted that they heard that Punk had told others after the meeting in May that he wouldn't lose to Hangman Page. Fightful was told by several within AEW that they felt the situation that unfolded on the August 17th episode of Dynamite was unfair to Hangman Page if he wasn't aware of it. One said even if he was aware of it, what would he have done? Charged to the ring past Tony Khan, interrupted a promo he wasn't supposed to be a part of? There was no way Hangman Page could win in that situation. We're told Hangman Page was in the building, but haven't heard how he responded in any particular way. Those that we spoke to said that Adam isn't a confrontational person and is generally well-liked among the roster. It said the belief among several on the roster we spoke to was that Punk believed Hangman went into business for himself leading into their Double or Nothing match, and that Punk have seen the August 17th promo as a receipt. It's important to note that was locker room speculation as opposed to Punk telling anyone that directly. From Punk's ends of things, there was a Hangman promo that alluded to Punk's issues with Colt Cabana that didn't sit well with Punk. There were also another promo happened during a week where Punk wasn't at the show that accelerated it. They said that Punk's shot at Hangman happened with Hangman present, and that's how that person close to Punk justified it. Sources familiar with the situation claim that CM Punk has often verbally expressed his displeasure about things, including recently so blatantly that they thought he might end up quitting the company. Those close to him said he might have almost decided to stay home instead of coming to the August 17th Dynamite last night, but don't think he would have quit. He says, we haven't been given any indication that he plans on leaving AEW, but one veteran said they have heard of threats being levied. Fightful was told that the Moxley vs. Punk match for August 24th of Dynamite was a late decision and haven't been told how late, and when asked AEW higher-ups for context, none were given. So that's giving you an idea of where they stand with CM Punk right now. And I know there's been a couple tweets that went out where it went back to the Triple H promo with CM Punk, where, you know, CM Punk's idea of change is CM Punk being the champ, you know, and John Cena did the same thing where, you know, the loudest voice you ever had was when they turned your mic off. You know, so it's one of those things to where man, there's some dysfunction. And there was, I remember the one report that said the reason why they ended up doing what they did creatively by making a, you know, bringing more people and elevating them into creatively is because a person with high power threatened to quit. And now you hear the story of CM Punk. And again, all these are just, you know, mumblings from backstage. Nothing from CM Punk's side, nothing from things like that. But when you look at that dysfunction right there, and now all of a sudden they move the championship match from the pay-per-view to next week. Is there more to worry about? Again, it's pro wrestling. This could just be fuel for the fire to set up CM Punk and Adam Page down the line as well. You know, but when you look at that and you looked at the trouble he had in WWE, right? It was, they needed to make a change. And he's probably right. They probably did need to make changes. And you're seeing that now. But it's starting to become, you know, CM Punk knows he's the main guy. He knows he's their champ. And the fact that you go out there and look, if you have a problem with somebody and you go to the higher ups at that point, why does there need to be a receipt? Especially, why are you calling out somebody that you know? What are they going to do? Come to the ring? It just, a lot of the stuff just doesn't make sense. And I know C-Man sent me the tweet earlier with Triple H, and it was like a minute and 45 seconds where he's bashing. It's the promo where he's talking to CM Punk, and CM Punk, he's like, you know, you need the change. He says, when you say change, you know what you mean. You want you to be the champion. And if you're not the champion, then the change isn't right for CM Punk. And when I was looking at that and I had read that, it makes me wonder what is going on with AEW, because I'll tell you right now, only one name really moves the needle for AEW right now, and that's CM Punk. And if he's not happy, I'm not going to say that he's leaving, but, you know, maybe he does the honors to Moxley, drops the title, loses the title, and he goes. He doesn't need AEW. AEW needs him. He doesn't need AEW. So there's something else that's going to be very, very interesting to see play out. And again, all this could just be facilitated in so that they can turn this into some other type of angle coming out the back end. Because you haven't seen Hangman Adam Page, right? When the Young Bucks asked him if he'd be their partner. He said, no, I'm letting Dark Order do their thing. I'll cheer them on. But other than that, what has he done? Not a lot. So now are they laying low to start building back up Hangman Adam Page to go after CM Punk? Again, with pro wrestling, half of what you see, none of what you hear.